One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Paul and Clifford in Paul's studio at the top of the house.
All's well, Cliff, is it?
No, I don't know, Paul. If Dad's used the word divorce once, he's used it 42,000 times, always with the same reading. And when he gets himself really worked up, he looks around for a target, and there's little Clifford just coming in the door.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Fast-acting Alka-Seltzer is the fast way to relief from the discomfort of acid indigestion. Remember this, friends, and take Alka-Seltzer next time. You buy it on the no-risk guarantee of your money back if you're not pleased with it. And we think you will be pleased, because Alka-Seltzer can give you the relief you want. When acid indigestion troubles you, just dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then drink it. Notice what a clean, fresh taste it leaves in the mouth, and what a comfortable feeling in the stomach. And don't forget, when late hours and late refreshments threaten to result in acid indigestion later on, take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Alka-Seltzer can relieve your distress, and as a result, you'll sleep better, and you'll wake up feeling better the next morning. Get a package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist, and buy an extra package, too. That's the wisest thing to do. Chapter 13, Book 81. It is evening now here in Seacliff, San Francisco, and in the Barber family home, dinner is over, and Paul, after chatting for a few moments with his parents in the library, goes up the stairs toward his studio at the top of the house. He pauses now on the second floor at Clifford's open door and sees his younger brother staring moodily out the window.
Cliff?
Oh, hi, Paul. Come on in.
Well, all's well, isn't it?
Oh, sure. Why?
Oh, I don't know. About halfway through dinner, I began to wonder if I'd missed something somewhere.
What makes you say that?
You're only that polite to Dad when you're sizzling. What did I miss?
Oh, wasn't anything. Happened before you came in. Dad and I worked a couple of light, fast rounds. No permanent injuries.
Come on up to my studio. I've got a fire laid in the fireplace.
Oh, I don't know. You want to read, don't you? You've been busy all day.
No, I'm not doing anything, Mac. Come on, let's go upstairs.
Okay.
Get it off your chest, eh?
No, it wasn't anything. But I'll be glad to sit around for a while. I was wondering what to do. Heard from Teddy lately?
Well, not today. I thought I might phone her after a while.
Oh, hey. That step didn't squeak this time.
Didn't? Aha. There it is.
Good, good. You know, I'd miss that sound if you ever had it fixed. Want me to light the fire?
Yeah, will you?
Yeah, sure.
You know, Cliff, Dad was up here the other night, and, well, he's so worried about Teddy and Elwood, he flies off sometimes and goes a little further than he means to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll let it get you down. I know Dad, he'll be around tomorrow morning wondering if you might have misinterpreted something he said.
Oh, sure.
Pull around a chair. That's going to be a nice fire for a chilly night.
Yeah.
Huh? What are you grinning about?
Well, it's funny. I was thinking about a pal I had a long time ago in grammar school. A kid named Jimmy. Last name slips my mind. Anyhow, Jimmy came over one day after school with a black eye and a cut lip, really fixed up. I said, Jimmy, what happened to you? And he said, well, the guys were talking about you, and I defended you. I don't know what brought that to my mind after all these years. Talking about going a light, fast run with Dad again.
Who are you defending tonight?
I've tried to stay more or less neutral since Teddy and Elwood separated, but just before dinner, Dad... skip it.
Well, go ahead. What was it?
Oh, I don't know. If he's used that word divorce once, he's used it 42,000 times, always with the same reading. Then when he gets himself really worked up, he looks around for a target, and, well, there's Clifford just coming in the door.
Yeah, I know, Cliff.
Well, tonight, of course he laid off after you got home, but he's got it fixed in his mind that Teddy's roommate, Maudie Pemberton, is no better than she ought to be. That Teddy and Maud will probably be out on the town like a couple of dames on the loose.
Well, what's a girl like Teddy going to do with herself these long, empty evenings, huh? Their life in that little apartment can't be very exciting. And Teddy on the rebound, lonely, at odds with her own particular world. Well, a girl can easily make a mistake, you know. That's what Dad's worrying about. Of course, I know how you felt. It makes his worry so graphic sometimes you're tempted to say to him, when you say that, smile.
Well, if you can be that philosophical about it, I guess there's no point in me getting worked up.
He's probably sitting down there in the library now wondering how... Come in.
Oh, there you are, Clifford.
Yes, Dad?
Your mother and I have decided to drop in over at Claudia's for a few minutes. Care to go with us?
Oh, no, thank you, Dad. We've just settled down here.
Oh.
Should join us, Dad?
No, Paul. Your mother has a coat on now. I'll go along. Yes, yes. Good night.
Good night, Dad.
Yes. Good night.
Well, there you have it. The apology. Pretty abject, too, for Dad.
He always wins, doesn't he? I don't know. Now I feel kind of sorry for him.
Yeah, from his point of view, the foundations are crumbling in this rapidly changing world.
Yeah, I know. Divorce in this family will break his heart.
Yeah. Well, let's phone Teddy and see how she's doing. Yeah. You know, what those two do with themselves in the evening over there, cooped up in a little apartment.
That sounded like our phone, Teddy.
Oh, I'll get it. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Oh, darn.
Well, if it was for us, they've hung up.
That's great. So, here we are again.
Oh, it's a nice little apartment, Marty. I love it here.
Mm-hmm. So, what do? Fry an egg or have milk toast tonight? Play canasta or go to bed? Read?
Oh, I don't want anything to eat, Marty. I had a late sandwich at the hospital. Oh, I think I'll put on my robe and read for a while. I can fix something later if I want it. You go ahead.
No, I'm not hungry either. You know, Teddy, we can't just sit around here looking at each other forever.
Mm. What else is there?
We can go out, be gay, live. We're young and you're beautiful.
Oh.
We keep on sitting around here like this, we're going to wind up a couple of pod-dry old nurses nobody wants to look at.
Well, you tell me how you'll change it. Every man I know is either married, tired, indifferent, or flat on his back on a hospital cot.
Well, that's because you work in an army hospital. You ought to spend a few days with Daddy. We've got unmarried doctors and everything, three of them.
I'm going to put on my robe and slippers and read till I'm tired.
Sure sounds lively.
I'll see you later.
Yep, scintillating evening, yes, sir. Why not? Hello? Wellington Arms, Dr. Harry Hudson, please. Yes, Miss Pemberton. Hmm? What? Oh, he's out. No message. Where do they go? Now, let's see. Oh! Hello, that you, Grace? Is Dr. Bill Owen still around the hospital? Yeah. Oh, good. Let me speak to him. Hello, Bill. Marty Pemberton. Yeah, how are you? Oh, I was there all day. I've got that goiter in 4A. Say, Bill, the reason I called, what are you doing tonight? Hmm? Well, don't pussyfoot. What? I'm not calling for myself. Oh, stop it. Don't you talk that way to me or I'll have you arrested. Look, since the last time you and I had an intimate conversation, you haven't gotten yourself engaged or anything, have you? Or married? Hmm? Just answer my questions, Bill. Well, look, you happen to remember a girl named Teddy Barber? We took nurses training together. Rings a faint bell, huh? I ought to do more than that. Oh, you do, huh? I'm sure she's beautiful. She's prettier than ever. Germany? I say she was stationed in Germany. Yeah, Letterman Hospital now. She's a surgical nurse. Tops, too. Well, look, Bill, you do this to me, huh? She's living with me. Yeah, same place. Busted up with her husband. She's kind of at loose ends. And I want you to drop in tonight and take her out for a while. No! No, not me, just Teddy. You know, make it casual, hmm? You ask us both, and I'll say I'm tired. Yeah. Yeah, she needs to get out. I'll come right away. She'll be in her robe and slippers. Yeah. Okay, Bill. Thanks a million. Teddy? Hey, Teddy, you're not in bed.
Oh, I'm just resting. I'm going to read after a while.
Well, come on, get up.
Oh, I'm kind of tired, Marty. I'm going to stay here if you don't mind.
Look, you can't go to bed now.
Hey, Maud, you're acting very strangely. What is this?
Huh?
What are you up to?
Me?
You don't lie worth a darn, you know. What's going on?
Well, I was going to surprise you. Do you remember Dr. Bill Owens? You remember he was an intern when we were in training?
What about him?
Well, you remember him.
Of course. All the student nurses swooned when he walked down the hall.
Yeah. Well, have you seen him lately?
No.
Oh, boy, they still swoon. Prematurely iron gray hair, swell apartment, drives a convertible, plays the piano. He's a prize, Teddy.
Why all the build-up?
Lammy, I got him for you.
What?
Yep, I caught him just before he left the hospital. He'll be here in about 5 minutes now. He's going to take you out on the town.
Maud.
Now, don't act coy with me, pet. You're too pretty to stay home looking at me. Come on, get up, get dressed. Don't you understand, Lammy? You're about to go out with a man. Capital M, capital A, capital N, capital man, period, on your feet.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment.
Tabsin does more.
Yes, Tabsin, the improved antihistaminic tablet for misery of colds, does more because Tabsin offers most complete relief for cold symptoms. There's no finer combination formula that medical science has developed. At the very first sign of a cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. Yes, Tabsin, because it contains an effective antihistamine to check sniffles and sneezes fast. And that's not all.
Tabsin does more.
Yes, Tabsin contains an effective pain reliever for the headache and the ache all over misery of a cold. And
Tabsin does more.
Yes, still more. Tabsin acts to reduce the fever of a cold. So, at the very first sign of a cold, take Tabsin quick. The antihistaminic compound tablet made by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Remember,
Tabsin does more.
Because Tabsin offers better, faster relief from cold symptoms. Get Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Here's the family again.
Hello, Maud Pemberton speaking. Oh, hi, Paul. Nope, Teddy went out. Yep, for the evening. Oh, she had a date tonight with the best-looking doctor in North America, that's all. I don't imagine she'll be in until very late.
Friends, remember to try Tabsin for relief of your cold symptoms. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Henry hears some shocking news. Chapter 14, Book 81. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.